This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
God not only admits he's jealous, he says, that's my name, it's one of my titles. I am jealous, with a capital J. You know, you're envious of something that doesn't belong to you. You can be envious of somebody's house. You don't own the house, but you're envious of it. You can be envious of somebody's car. You don't own the car, but you're envious of it. But you're jealous of that which righteously belongs to you. And there is such a thing as righteous or rational jealousy. Let me tell you a powerful story told by Walter Wangerin in his book, As for Me and My House, Crafting a Marriage. He says that jealousy in a marriage can be sometimes a positive thing. It can be a warning that you may lack. A reasonable, controlled jealousy has its purpose. He shares an incident out of his own life that I was kind of amazed that he admitted this story, because there are aspects of it that just kind of go over the top, but he tells the story. He said when he was still in college, he and his wife had been married 1 year. He had a job where he worked in an office, and said in the office where he worked, there was a woman who came up to him one day and said, Walter, can we talk for a few minutes after work? I just need your advice about something. Walter said, sure. He said they talked 5 or 10 minutes. She thanked him. They both went home. Next day came around. She said, Walter, can I just ask you a follow-up question to yesterday? Well, that 5 or 10 minute conversation turned into 20. And you know where this is going. It turned into 30. And then the next time it was 40 minutes, and the next time it was an hour. And this is what I find hard to believe, that he would admit this, but he said, finally, after weeks, he came home one night at 11 o'clock at night for supper. And his wife said, have you been talking to her again? Yeah. Nothing's happened. I'm just talking counseling. But it took the jealousy of his wife, Walter Wangerin said, to wake him up to realize that he had to look a little differently at what he thought was innocent. And I thought, what a lesson for all of us spiritually. We serve a God who says, I'm not afraid. I'm not embarrassed to tell you. I'm not only jealous, that's my name. He's jealous of that which belongs to him. Remember, God made you and he bought you. He owns you twice. He created you and he bought you with the blood of his son. He does own us. We belong to him. Have you ever heard someone say, you may have said this yourself, I never take a good picture. What people mean by that is that whenever they have a portrait made of themselves, it didn't turn out to their satisfaction. A lot of people are like that. Some people, every picture looks great. And I think those people are strange, but there are people like that where every picture looks good. Tom Olson's an author. He quotes a prominent photographer in our country who says there are very few beautiful women, very few handsome men in the world. And he says it takes careful lighting and posing to make most people even appear somewhat attractive in a photograph. Many people do not know they have a crooked nose, one eye that's smaller than the other, a lopsided jaw, some dental flaw, or some other flaw. Unfortunately, when they look into a mirror, they are usually engaged in some type of activity, like shaving or combing their hair. He says this is deceiving. For when a person is in motion, physical defects are not noticeable. But when we are still, totally still in a photograph, undesirable features sometimes become obvious. Now, where am I going with this? This book is like a mirror. It's a mirror for your life and my life. And every time we open it up to passages in Jeremiah or any other book of the Bible, we see things that we'd rather not see.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.